It's no secret that Nevada's education system is struggling. Overcrowding and underfunding paired with low test scores and high dropout rates have put school districts throughout Nevada under the microscope. How do we fix this? Well, let's start at the beginning. The U.S. Department of Education announced Nevada will receive a $6.4 million grant in the first year to go toward preschool development. Plenty of research shows that students who attend preschool are more likely to be successful throughout the rest of their school careers. The problem is, the children who need preschool the most are often the ones whose families can't afford it. With us to discuss how this grant will help Nevada is Denise Tanana Ashby, the Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. Denise, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us what this money is going to do for Nevada schools?
Sure. The primary purpose of this funding is actually to expand access to primarily four-year-olds, and primarily those four-year-olds who are living under 200% of poverty level. But in addition to that, as a development grant, it will also go to improve some of the quality and build some of the foundations that we need to support our state pre-K program.
Okay, what does the current state of Nevada's preschool programs look like?
It's been around for a while. We've had the state of Nevada's been investing in public pre-K since 2001. But the numbers are very low. Right now we're only serving about 1.5% of Nevada's four-year-olds. So this grant will actually push us up to be able to serve about 15%.
Why has it taken this long to get momentum for preschools in our state?
It's primarily funding. It's not an inexpensive task. It's one of those issues where we know where if we put those investments in early, we are going to save a lot of money in the long run. It's just coming up with those early investments.
Now, Nevada is one of 18 states sharing this federal grant money. Our $6.4 million is actually quite a bit smaller than what some of the other states are receiving. Why is that?
One of it is there's two types of grants that were given. One is a development grant, which is one that Nevada received, and the other are expansion grants. So the development grants are for those states like Nevada, which have a very weak public pre-K development system. So for any of those, for those states who are serving less than 10% of their population, those grants tend to be a little bit smaller because it's more about building the foundation and setting that up before there's a huge investment. The expansion grants, which there were 13 states that received those, have a much more robust system. So that's really just about scaling up their programs to serve more kids. We anticipate the $6.4 million is actually just the first year of the grant. It's anticipated that over the full 4-year period of the grant that we could get upwards of $43 million.
You'd mentioned 10% being kind of the threshold for increased funding. As I understand it, Nevada has just about 3% of eligible preschoolers enrolled in preschool programs. Works out to about 1,400 kids. Is the fact that Nevada lost out on preschool grants in the past a part of the reason for that low percentage?
Absolutely. And you know, there's definitely been efforts for many years to try and expand access to pre-K through state funding, through federal funding opportunities like the Race to the Top Early Learning Challenge grant. Nevada applied for those, did not receive those grants. And a lot of that, I think, there were some foundational issues. Our data tracking systems, our assessment systems, our quality rating improvement systems that needed to be in place. And those are some efforts over the past several years, actually, that our state has made a lot of progress in, which I think is one of the reasons why we've been successful in securing this preschool development grant.
Now, there is plenty of research to support the notion that the kids who need preschool the most are usually the ones who can't afford it. So how is this grant money seeking to plug that hole?
The funding will be focused on those kids who are coming from low-income families, so those who are living below 200% of poverty level. So that will be the primary focus. And it's exactly true. Those kids who are in low-income families who are considered at risk, they're the ones who benefit the most from the high-quality preschool experiences. However, their families are the ones that can't afford it. So that's why public pre-K programs, programs like Head Start, Early Head Start are so important for those kids.
Okay, how many students is this grant going to reach, to pull into the program?
We're going to have a little over 800 kids who will benefit from this program in the first year.
Okay, so this is going to, the first year, it's going to move from about 1,400 kids in the state to about 2,200?
Right.
Okay, it still sounds like a pretty small number compared to the number of students who still won't be in kindergarten. What should be the target goal in Nevada?
Well, if you were to ask me, I'd say 100%. Mm. You know, and there are some states that are serving upwards of 90% of their eligible four-year-olds. And it's an incremental process. So, you know, I would hope that, you know, this year we're going to serve an additional 800 kids. You know, next year as we're able to expand and develop the program, that we'll be able to serve more and more. So we're anticipating with this that every year we'll be seeing an increase in that.
Yeah, I'm still kind of shocked at the really tiny number. And as you've said, a lot of other states are quite a ways ahead of us in terms of the percentage of kids they're reaching. From everything that I've been able to glean about this, Denise, this is a really, really important thing for kids who are, as you say, below the 200% over the poverty level mark.
Right.
And kids from poor families. This sounds like this is a really essential thing if they're going to have a chance to compete academically down the road.
Oh, it is essential. The short-term benefits, or these kids are entering kindergarten, first grade, ready to learn. They have those cognitive and social skills that they need to be able to succeed. We know that these kids are, if they are in a high-quality early childhood program, are more likely to graduate from high school. They're more likely to go on to college. They're less likely to be reliant on social service programs. So the benefits are absolutely huge.
Yeah. So why are wealthier students not as likely to need preschool as part of the academic package?
You know, a piece of it is, one, their families are able to afford higher quality private care that's available in the community. You know, when you look at the level of early childhood education or child care, you know, those who are providing the highest quality, it's more expensive, so those families are able to afford it. The other piece that you see in higher income families is the parents tend to have a higher level of education. And what we see there is oftentimes those children are getting access to, you know, more reading in the home. You know, they're having, they get access to more, hearing more words as younger kids. And oftentimes, too, in those households, you have, you know, a family member, you know, a parent who can stay at home with their child. So This is really focusing on those low-income kids.
Yeah. And the low-income kids are primarily attending Clark County schools, public schools. The schools here are already way overcrowded, using up every bit of space they can for existing classrooms. Is there even the infrastructure in place to support expanded public preschool programs?
And I think that's probably, I think two of the biggest issues that we're going to see with this grant and doing further expansion of public pre-K, as well as, you know, some of the efforts to expand to full-day kindergarten for kids, is going to be space and teachers. And that's one of the other reasons why I think the process needs to, you know, happen a little bit slower. If we were to expand this program in 1 year to, you know, 5,000 kids, we wouldn't have the places to put them. So I think, it's, you know, we're going to have to be a little innovative and creative. I think there's opportunities for creating public-private partnerships with other facilities out there, looking at alternative types of spaces to put these kids in. But absolutely, that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to overcome.
All right, our last 20, 30 seconds or so, now that the money is beginning to arrive, what's the next step in getting the kids who need it most into preschool?
There's going to have to be a lot of outreach with parents, and very targeted outreach, and, you know, definitely working very closely with the five counties who will benefit from this program.
Denise Ashby is the executive director of the Children's Advocacy Alliance, a nonprofit organization monitoring children's issues such as education and health in Nevada. Ms. Ashby, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.